Rocky Ray Graves was born in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and knew from an early age that he wanted to be a baseball player.
I was 6 years old. I remember I was in a small town in Louisiana, played for the Tigers. I played baseball through high school and then was fortunate enough to get a scholarship to a junior college in Kansas. Played 2 years there, scholarship to a school in Arkansas. So all 4 years of my college were funded by playing baseball for the best years of my life.
Rocky did get a look at the pros.
After my sophomore year of college, I was invited to a rookie camp of the California Angels and did well. I think had I stayed with it, I might have made it, but they were recruiting me to go to college and I felt like that was probably my best bet. I really didn't think that I had everything it took to be a Major League Baseball player.
After college, Rocky started his business career, but baseball was never far away from someone whose father had named him after a famous player.
It was a player for the Cleveland Indians that my father admired, Rocky Colavito. I started a banking career in Florida through a contact of my dad's who he had played baseball with years ago. A lot of baseball history in our family.
Rocky left banking to start a franchise of a national staffing company, a franchise that he co-founded with a friend from an adult baseball league team.
My goal was to build it up, sell it, and then become a high school baseball coach. 18 years later, I had built the business up and sold it, and I started a baseball academy here in Central Florida. I had a couple of local minor league players and a couple of ex-major leaguers, and they would come in and do lessons and clinics.
A few years ago, Rocky sold the baseball academy and went back into staffing, again through a baseball contact.
A gentleman that I coached Little League baseball with about 20 years ago had come across some of my information on the baseball academy. Just wanted to see how it was going. I told him that I was coaching baseball, but I was looking for an opportunity. And I am now the national sales manager for an engineering staffing firm.
After a lifetime of playing, coaching, and teaching baseball, the game has become, at least for Rocky, a metaphor for everything else.
Life has its ups and downs. The same is true with baseball. These guys that stay in the major league, they work for it. And business is the same way. If you want to stay on top of your game in your industry or whatever you do, you've got to work for it.
Rocky and his wife have two sons who play baseball but aren't named after ball players. Nothing is more important, he says, than the responsibility of coaching.
When you're a coach, they look up to you. Everything you do and say is important to them. You may not be thinking about a comment when you raise your voice or when you say something, but that kid, he sees everything you do. He doesn't necessarily listen to everything you say out on the ball field, but he sees how you handle talking to his parents or talking to other coaches. The experiences that you get from the coaches, the things you learn really just from those relationships, to me, are far more important than the game itself.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.